So there I was, deep in the North Carolina woods, sitting around a fire at 2 o'clock in the morning with a young man who was wrestling with some of his character. Hey, I'm Scott. I'm the life group pastor for our military life groups and our 25-35 life groups here at North Coast Church. And welcome to today's Daily Dose. Long before I ever became a pastor, I was a wilderness therapist. And one of the things that we would try to do is we would try to come alongside some young men who were wrestling with family dynamics and all sorts of issues that would just kind of bubble up in their hearts. And our hope was that we would point them towards the love and grace of Jesus Christ. So at 2 in the morning, this gentleman, he decides, all right, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. I know I have to wake up at 5. I'm sorry. Can we go? I'll apologize to the rest of the group tomorrow. Being a human being, I say, sure, absolutely. Let's go to bed. I'm tired too. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 5, he shares these things called the Beatitudes. And in chapter 5, verse 4, he says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, what's going on here? That's completely upside down to the way that you and I think most often. At least for me, I don't think of a blessed person or a happy person as someone who is mourning. That makes no sense. And there's a reason why Jesus is saying this. He's speaking to his disciples and to this crowd, but he's saying, hey, be mournful about the condition of your heart, and then you will be comforted. It's not something that I'm very honest about most of the time. The condition of my heart, I tend to wall it off or guard it. And I tend to take responsibility for my failures or my sins so far as I don't want to deal with the consequences. But Jesus invites us to look at our heart the way that God does, to look at our sin the way that God does, that it breaks his heart. And he invites us into this deep grief or mourning over the situation. See, my friend that I was ministering to deep in the woods, he didn't want to just deal with being up at night anymore. And he wanted to just go to bed. And so he was unwilling to see what his heart was displaying to the people around him. And so often, God invites us in these deep and challenging places, especially when it revolves around our sin, to look at, man, just the brokenness that is truly there. In Isaiah chapter 57, this is one of the Old Testament passages, God says this about himself. In verse 15, he says, I dwell in the high and holy places, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the hearts of the contrite, to revive the hearts of those who are grieved or mourning or repentant over their sin. See, God wants us to agree with him about what is in our heart. And when we look at it from a real position of honesty, humility, we see this is broken. And only then can we be comforted by the grace of the gospel. Until we actually recognize that something in us needs to be fixed, we won't be comforted by the good news that the gospel invites us to receive, that Jesus is the one who fixes it. So, this week, today, as you walk through today, would you be honest about maybe where your heart is and maybe the sin that is there at times? Now, if today's a great day, awesome. I hope it's a wonderful day and you just delight in the gift of God's grace in your life there. But if you recognize some of your shortcomings and some of the brokenness there, Jesus challenges you to be honest about that posture so that then he can truly comfort you. You and me both. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time.